Let's run through the outlines of an agreement quickly. This is an agreement that is between the State of New York, the Oneida Nation, Oneida County, and Madison County. The history goes back a long, long, long time. Oneida Nation has had major land claims, including all of Madison County, since the 50s. Counties are in turn have legal action against the Oneidas. There's a case currently under review by the U.S. Supreme Court. There's been plenty of litigation and accusations back and forth for a long period of time, including for property tax claims, et cetera. The Oneida Nation does not now collect tax on sales to non-Indians, and the lack of the tax collection has created a competitive disadvantage for the non-Indian retailers. Oneida Nation operates the Turning Stone Casino and has gaming rights, but does not have exclusivity in the region and makes no payments to the state or locality under the agreement that they have with the state currently. Today's agreement paves the way to end decades of litigation and controversy over tax, over land, and over gaming issues. The agreement includes a tribal regional gaming exclusivity rights, revenue sharing, settles the land claims, and it ends the unfair competition. The Oneida Nation would obtain exclusive gaming rights in central New York, and it will in turn devote 25% of the net gaming revenue from its slots to the state of New York. Initial estimates put that amount of revenue at approximately $50 million per year to the state of New York. This arrangement is similar to agreements that have been struck with the Senecas and with the Mohawks. The mustard-colored region in the center of the map is one of the regions that we had identified a couple of weeks ago when we outlined our casino proposal as one of the regions that would be bid. At that time, I said that we were having ongoing conversations with a number of Indian tribes, and depending on the outcome of those conversations would depend on how many regions were actually bid. There would be a maximum of 6 regions that could be bid. There was a minimum of 3 regions that could be bid. With this agreement today, the Central New York region will not be eligible for bidding and will be excluded from the legislation as exclusivity will have been attained. New York State will provide 25% of the payment that it receives to Oneida County, which is the host county of Turning Stone. The initial estimates are for payments of $12.5 million annually, which would be the 25% of the state's 25%. Madison County will receive a one-time payment of $11 million to compensate for past tax claims. New York State will provide, by this agreement, a $2.5 million annual payment to Oneida County and a $3.5 million annual payment to Madison County from the New York State share of the revenue as part of this agreement. This agreement is in full force and effect regardless of whether or not there is a statewide referendum or whether or not the referendum passes. So this agreement is not dependent upon either the act of the legislature passing the referendum or the eventual outcome of the referendum. However, if the state does pass the referendum and it authorizes gaming, then our proposal as part of our gaming scenario will go into effect, where the other 8 counties in the region will be eligible to share 10% of the revenues. For the sake of clarity, right now Oneida and Madison will be sharing in the revenues. What we proposed as part of our gaming proposal was the counties beyond just the host counties. Every county in the region should have a certain amount of participation. And if the referendum passes, the 8 counties that beyond Oneida and Madison will share 10% of the revenue. The Oneida Nation agrees to a permanent cap of about 25,000 acres of land, 17,000 in Oneida and 8,000 in Madison County. which is or may be taken into trust by the Department of Interior as Oneida Nation land. This was a very important provision because this will provide a cap on the amount of land that can go into trust. It will afford permanence to Oneida and to Madison, and it is, in effect, the resolution of the land claims. Oneida County and Madison County will drop their legal claims against the Oneida Nation. New York State will withdraw any support for those claims. Oneida Nation will also impose a sales tax that equals or exceeds state and county sales taxes, use and occupancy taxes. It'll apply to cigarettes, motor fuel. The nation must adhere to the minimum pricing standards for cigarettes. Retained sales tax revenue must be used for the same types of governmental programs for which the state and county would devote those same tax revenues. This is an enforceable agreement. Oneida Nation agrees to waive its sovereign immunity. For enforcement of the agreement, the federal courts will have authority. It requires an annual independent audit for compliance. This is being agreed to by the county executives and myself. However, there are also additional approvals that will be required. The Department of the Interior has to sign off on agreements like this. The state legislature has to sign off on the agreement, as well as the Oneida and Madison County legislatures and the Attorney General. Parties agree to work together in securing those approvals. And that basically is the sum and substance of the agreement. With that, let me turn it over first to the representative of the Oneida Nation, Ray Halbritter. It's an honor to have you here today, sir.
Well, thank
and a pleasure
you,
to do this.
Pleasure. Well, this is indeed a defining moment in the history of the nation and in New York State together. Today, we began a partnership in our shared prosperity in upstate region. It's not unlike the historical relationship the United Nation has had since the revolutionary time of the Revolutionary War, where we're allies and we still, under the Treaty of Canandaigua, we recognize together with the United States that peace and friendship shall be perpetual between our nations. And we're here in that spirit today. Many governors have either been unwilling or unable to bring us to this moment that we are today. Governor Cuomo is an exception. He took a personal interest and made and did the hard work necessary. And because of his focus, his integrity, his willingness to negotiate a fair agreement. That's why we're here. This is a success for not just the Oneida people, but it's a win for Central New York and a win for the state. There's a saying by Native people that we will be known forever by the tracks we leave, and as a result of this governor's leadership, we have ensured that the tracks we are leaving today will benefit our people for generations to come. And we are taught by our people to think in terms of the seventh generation, that how our decisions affect the seventh generation into the future. Today, sovereign governments came together and in one voice took positive steps together to make partners rather than adversaries out of the relationship. This governor is made clear that his actions on confronting the economic situation in upstate is a priority for this state. Today's agreement is recognizing that. The state and the counties see a value in supporting and strengthening and expanding what we have built in the region, the economic engine that we've been able to achieve in the last two decades. Not only that, the agreement has ratified an equal partnership that guarantees that shared prosperity going forward for future generations. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you. Nicely
Thank
said.
You. Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
With that, let me turn it over to County Executive Anthony Pacenti.
Thank you, Governor. And first and foremost, what has been said, the governor has played the role that we had hoped that a governor would play. And for those of us in Oneida County, I want to thank the governor for his leadership, for his continued involvement, and for bringing us all to the table here today and to move this agreement forward. To the Oneida Nation, I thank them for their continued willingness to work as partners as they have in Oneida County. Everybody knows my desire to, since taking office, to get an agreement between the county, for which we bear the same name as the Oneida Nation. It is very important to us. And despite all of the differences and the adversarial role in the courts, I think our number one goal, together with the Oneidas, has always been that we want a better life for our people today and for our children in the future. What the governor has been able to work with us and put together with Madison County, Oneida County, the Oneida Nation, is just that. This is an agreement that satisfies many issues, long withstanding, but more importantly, carves a path for true partnership with the Oneidas, which we have desired, which we see the entire value in our community for what they have brought, in the number of jobs, in the economic viability, and continued growth that can take place. And it's a partnership with the state of New York, through the leadership of Governor Cuomo, to allow us to sit at a table and work until we got it done. We did that. For that, I will be forever grateful to the governor for getting this done and getting us here. I'd like to also thank Howard Glazier for his continued work and efforts, my staff, my attorney, Greg Amoroso, the nation representatives, Pete Carman, and all who have come to the table in earnest and to work out what is a very historic day in the state of New York, in the county of Oneida, and the county of Madison. So again, thank you all, and thank you, Governor, for your leadership.
Thank you. We'll now go to Chairman John Becker. John?
I want to start by thanking Governor Cuomo for his leadership. This issue has been discussed, debated, litigated, and fought over for 20 years. Several governors have tried to solve these complex issues and attempted to bring these groups to the table in a meaningful way. But only one governor, this governor, has been able to cut through the hard feelings and struggles of the past to find common ground. Governor, on behalf of Madison County's residents, I commend you and thank you for your leadership. I also have to thank the Oneida Indian Nation, County Executive Tony Pacente, and our friends from Oneida County for looking beyond the issues of the past and showing the willingness to work together moving forward. This settlement that has been constructed by the governor gives all the parties an opportunity to find common ground and be good neighbors. While the deal put forth before you isn't 100% perfect, and there are still things to be worked out during the implementation, it seeks a fair compromise that tries to take all into account. All the parties' interests in a thoughtful, constructive way. This agreement will give Madison County residents the opportunity to focus on new issues, making our county even stronger. For all these reasons, I am personally supporting this deal and will continue to work with my board of supervisors to make this deal become a reality for Madison County. While we are on the subject of the Board of Supervisors, I would like to take this time to think about what an honor it is to work side by side with such a devoted group of leaders who have always focused on doing what was the best for Madison County. I truly appreciate your hard work, and not just on this important issue, but your unwavering commitment to protect taxpayers of Madison County. So many of you have worked tirelessly on this issue, especially former Board Chairman Rocco DeVeronica and County Attorney John Campani. And your efforts have produced real results for the county, and I thank you for that. And now the time has come to reap the rewards of that hard work and determination and agree to this deal in a permanent way. Lastly, I would like to tell the governor that you give real meaning to the old saying, where there is a will, there is a way. Thank you, Governor.